But once you can ever get that drained off there and maybe a little of the topsoil washes off, well then it produces good. Because I had a, right up here where the co-op is sitting now, that was me and my sister's land, and we sold it off. And that land was buckshot in. It was an awful rich piece of land, but the water stood in there on it and drowned stuff out. So after I come back from the Army, well, we come as having dozers, so I took and dozed that land off where it was well drained. And it grew, it was the richest piece of land on the whole place. It turned out to be the richest piece of land on the whole place. And at one time, we called it buckshot.
I'm going to watch for that word, soapstone land. It's really
fascinating. Now this soapstone, this is certain type of soapstones that these pottery takes and makes these vases and churns and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the same stuff.
Oh, you really could use it as a molding clay.
In other words, it's a certain type of soapstone that they use that they can take it and mold these different type of churns, vases.
The reason I ask about gumbo is that I'm told that it's very important to work gumbo just at the right time. You see, it's too wet, you can't get in it, or it's too dry, you can't break it.
The funnest part that I couldn't understand, still can't understand, we had a white fellow that lived here with us for years and years and years, finally died here. Well, his father lived in Earl, Arkansas, and he came down sick, and Jim wanted me to take him over there, and so I did. And it was in the spring of the year. And the water was going down one day, and they was out there plowing the next day. And you could take a water that just mud and watered up, and when it dried, it just fall to pieces, just make dirt. Well, this old clay ground here, you were to water it up into a mud ball, it'd make a brick bed. In fact, lots of these houses over here, the old-timey houses, brick homes, what we call brick homes, not brick veneer, a brick home, were made from this clay ground right here. On the place that my brother lived on down here before he died, there was two old brick kilns over there in his field. But I mean brick, yes sir.
So that your clay is different from this clay.
Right.
That this make the brick and this make pottery. Is that
pottery.
Certain type of this clay right here you mix with I don't know what procedure they use, but anyway, they were. But now they're not the hard type brick that they make now. It was a softer type brick. In other words,
this is really not very red dirt, is it?
No, so it's not a real red dirt.
Red dirt that you got in Mississippi.
Now, we have traveled in Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma is what I call the real red dirt country. Now, they got the dirt out there that's just red, just pure red. Mm-hmm. And it's claimed to be good land if they could get the water for it.
Mm-hmm.
Good land. And our land is good here. But we have about anywhere from, I'd say, from a foot to 3 foot of good clay long on top, and then underneath that is sand. And once you farm this land and it washes and it breaks through to that sand, it'll wash away in no time. So you have to be extremely careful. That's why you see all these gullies right through here.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, people farm the land. Well, back in the early days, they farmed the land, and land was so plentiful there, well, a piece of land washed away, they just went over
there. By the way, if a gully is washed